दोस्तों, आपको ये धुन आर के नारायण के मालगुड़ी डेज की याद तो दिलाती होगी। सोचिए, मालगुड़ी डेज वापस आ रहा है और अब एक नए अवतार में आ चुका है। हमारे साथ हैं मालगुड़ी डेज के अनिरुद्ध संपत। अनिरुद्ध, SBS में आपका स्वागत है।
थैंक यू, नमस्ते।
अनिरुद्ध, मालगुड़ी डेज के बारे में जानने से पहले मैं जानना चाहूंगा कि आप और आपका परिवार ऑस्ट्रेलिया कैसे आए।
हाँ, देखिए, हम फैमिली तो साउथ इंडिया से, बैंगलोर से,
जी।
और हमारा पिता पापा तो इंडियन एयरफोर्स के रिटायर्ड विंग कमांडर है। सो आई डिड ग्रो अप इन नॉर्थ इंडिया, ऑल्दो आई वाज बोर्न इन बैंगलोर। वी स्पेंट सेवरल इयर्स इन पठानकोट एंड इन दिल्ली एज वेल। ऑब्वियसली पापा रिटायर होने के बाद हम न्यूजीलैंड को मूव किए, और दैट वाज अराउंड अर्ली 90s when I was about 8 or 9 years old. So that's our family background. My mom is also from Bangalore, and she was born in Mysore, so she has those traditional South Indian roots going back to the coffee. And our family, which is dad's side, they used to own coffee farms in India as well. So we have that root in the coffee industry as farmers traditionally.
अनिरुद्ध, अगर आपकी बात करें तो आप पहले बैंकर थे और आज कॉफी रोस्टर बन गए हैं। तो अगर आपकी इस दुनिया की बात करें, कॉफी की दुनिया की बात करें, आपकी यात्रा की बात करें, तो थोड़ा उसके बारे में हमें कुछ बताएंगे।
हाँ, देखिए, हम तो स्पेंड द फर्स्ट 10 इयर्स इन द बैंकिंग इंडस्ट्री, मेनली इन द रिस्क मैनेजमेंट सेक्टर। सो आई वर्क फॉर बैंक्स लाइक सेंट जॉर्ज, वेस्टपैक, जेपी मॉर्गन, एंड गॉट अबाउट 10 और 12 इयर्स एक्सपीरियंस देयर। Although I have an engineering background, I moved towards the financial sector. देखिए, 2012 को हमारा there was a restructure and there was an opportunity for me to leave, and I took that opportunity and went back to my roots, to my mother's side and my father's side, where we were always talking about coffee and the family farm. So this was always the plan, but I started investing in the business in 2009 and got it up and running by 2012 when I had the chance to leave. And we owned a couple of different coffee companies. We primarily just focused on wholesaling to cafes and restaurants across Australia. But then Kiawa Ma ne challenged Kia. She said to me, you're a coffee roaster now, and we don't get any South Indian filter coffee here. What we do get is imported stuff, which is quite stale. It's there on the shelf for quite some time. It has doesn't have a specialty cup to it. It has too much chicory. And she challenged me to come up with something for her.
Ji.
And that gave birth to Malgudi Days, because Malgudi Days itself is one of her favorite books from her favorite author, R.K. Narayan. It's a household name. And that gave birth to Malgudi Days. I spent several years learning about it, researching about it, touching base with farmers and back home, sourcing the right ingredients. So the goal was to not compromise on quality at all. We weren't trying to deliver the cheapest product here in the market. We were trying to deliver the quality ingredients. So price wasn't the big factor here. So everything we did was, every step was crafted with care, with my mom in mind, because it was to deliver a good product for her.
Ji.
And when I did achieve that, we won an award as well in the roasters competition, which is the largest roasters competition in the Southern Hemisphere. Usme medal mila, but final judge to always Marty. So when Ma approved it, then that's the product we made. And I dedicated it to my mom and launched it on Mother's Day this year, finally.
Ji.
And she's ecstatic. She's over the moon. We have also launched it at the recent Aroma Festival, which is the largest coffee festival here in Australia, in the summer, Southern Hemisphere, which was a big hit. There's up to 120,000 people on the day, and this is a new way of making coffee. So we were very excited to introduce another part of the Indian culture to the Australian community, and it was really, really good. And then in 2 months, it's gained a lot of momentum. Both logo inquire kiya hai, both logo purchase kar rahe hain.
Ji.
So that's Malgudi Days. It's made for mum. Now we're sharing it with the rest of Australia.
अनिरुद्ध, मैं आपसे यहाँ जानना चाहूँगा, आपने बात की है इंडियन कल्चर की, आप क्वालिटी की, आपके भरोसे की कि ये पक्का साउथ इंडियन कॉफी ब्रांड है, क्योंकि मैं दिल्ली से हूँ तो अगर हम बोलते हैं कॉफी पीने जाना है तो साउथ इंडियन कॉफी ही होती है, यू नो. तो उसकी बात करें तो आप एक ब्रांड लेके आए, एक ब्रांड के साथ नॉस्टैल्जिया लेके आए. आपको क्या लगता है कि आपका यूएसपी क्या है जो यहाँ ना सिर्फ भारतीय मूल लोगों को बल्कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया वासियों को भी, जो अन्य समुदाय को बिलोंग करते हैं, उनको अट्रैक्ट करता है आपकी तरफ?
वही तो बात है, हम ऑस्ट्रेलियन कॉफी इंडस्ट्री इज बूमिंग, सो यहाँ द इंडस्ट्री इज वेरी ओपन टू न्यू ऑल्टरनेटिव ब्रूज एंड दे एम्ब्रेस एनीथिंग न्यू एंड दैट्स द ब्यूटी ऑफ इट. एंड दिस वाज मेनली एज अ डेडिकेशन टू ऑल द मदर्स आउट देयर, ऑल द इंडियन मॉम्स ग्लोबली एक्चुअली. And it's to also introduce it to the Australian market, show them another aspect of Indian culture. Abhi India mein coffee is also booming there, but it is a very common thing. They've adopted the Western ways of brewing coffee through espresso.
Ji.
And I've read a recent article where the traditional filter method is actually dying away in India, and I want to revive that. This is part of our culture. It's part of our heritage.
जी.
And I want to showcase that in this community here.
अनिरुद्ध, अगर बात करें तो आपका जो कॉफी बिजनेस होगा, जो मॉडल होगा बिजनेस का, वो स्मॉल बिजनेस में आएगा ऑस्ट्रेलिया में?
Absolutely, yeah.
फेडरल स्तर पर और राज्यों के स्तर पर स्मॉल बिजनेस को बढ़ावा देने के लिए सरकारें काफी काम कर रही हैं. आपके हिसाब से आपकी स्ट्रेटेजी क्या है जो आपको अन्य कॉफी शॉप से डिफरेंट भी बनाती है, जैसा कि इंडियन कल्चर आप लेके आ रहे हैं, पर वो आप रिस्क मैनेजमेंट से हैं, तो आप कैसे रिस्क मिनिमाइज करते हैं स्टारबक्स जैसे बड़े मल्टीनेशनल कॉर्पोरेशन के साथ कॉम्पीट करने का?
ये तो बहुत यूनिक कॉफी है, इट्स कॉफी न्यू टू ऑस्ट्रेलियन मार्केट, बट वी नॉट रियली कम्पीटिंग विद दोस बिग कंपनीज. दे ऑल वो सब लोग फोकस ऑन एस्प्रेसो ब्रूइंग, एस्प्रेसो मशीन के साथ कॉफी को ब्रू करके सर्व कर रहे हैं. ये तो ऑल्टरनेटिव ब्रू मेथड है, विच इज फोकसिंग ऑन द डोमेस्टिक मार्केट डायरेक्ट टू कंज्यूमर. We're trying to push it through the online sales channel, and we're going to also start retail to all Indian grocers shortly. हमारा एक patent pending brew mechanism भी चल रहा है, वो develop कर रहे हैं. Or as soon as that patent is approved, then we'll have a license to give out to people who want to utilize this unique brew method. It's a whole entirely new concept, which we are developing. So as far as the government is concerned, jo abhi ka jo newly elected government hai, unka jo ventures that they put forward for small businesses, I strongly believe in that. They are pro business. They have lots of grants, they have lots of benefits for small business, and even the recent the tax cuts they're proposing will sub benefit on it. There are challenges here in Australia for any small business because we do get taxed quite a bit. And there are lots of compliance matters, red tape, but I strongly believe with a good product, with a strong vision, determination and perseverance, small business can survive and they can succeed.
अनिरुद्ध, चलते चलते मैं आपसे जानना चाहूंगा कि स्मॉल बिजनेस के लिए सोशल मीडिया कितना महत्वपूर्ण टूल है?
वो तो इट्स एब्सोल्युटली अ मस्ट इन टुडेज वर्ल्ड. सोशल मीडिया इज यू कांट नॉट हैव इट, यू नो, इट इज अ मस्ट, इट इज अ प्रीरिक्विजिट फॉर एनी स्मॉल बिजनेस.
आप अपना एग्जांपल देके बता सकते हैं कि आप क्या क्या इस्तेमाल कर रहे हैं प्रमोशन?
वही तो बात है, एवरी बिजनेस इज यूनिक, सो वी कांट यूज एवरी सोशल मीडिया चैनल दैट इज देयर. नॉट एवरीथिंग इज रेलेवेंट. नाउ इफ यू आर एन एकेडमिक, द मोस्ट रेलेवेंट सोशल मीडिया चैनल माइट बी ट्विटर. But for our industry, where a lot of things are visual and it's to do with branding and it's to share the experience, it's mainly Instagram and Facebook. And so we've been smart about it, and we've picked only the right channels that are relevant to our industry. But if you go to some other industry, there might be another channel that's more relevant for them. So you've got to be smart about, as a small business, what social media channel is relevant and pick that, not go and pick everything and get clouded with it. So hum to Facebook or Instagram use karte hain, although it's owned by the same company.
जी.
But it's been very, very, very positive for us. Even the marketing aspect within Facebook and Instagram, it allows us to focus on the right target market, which is Indians in Australia. In fact, we've got more returns, ROI, return on investment, from social media and the radio and so forth than print publication. We have we've been doing stuff with Daily Telegraph and some of the Indian publications, but we've noticed a bigger return through these channels. So, it's worked out quite well for us so far.
Anirudh, SBS Hindi se baat karne ke liye bahut bahut dhanyawad.
Thank you.
Ta na na ta na 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 na.